I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts,
Anne Catherine
and Caroline.
Today, we're going to be talking about what would change if the only person you had to impress was yourself. But before we get into that and go through our takes and answers to that question, let's talk about our highs, lows, and goals. You know, this is how we open every episode.
My high... Oh, I got my hair done this week. I just, like, added some highlights, got it brought up, because it was just feeling a little bit, like, grown out and dull, and then it made me feel dull. I feel like last week I was having one of those weeks where, like, my hair felt dirty and grown out, and my skin was bothering me, and, like, everything physically just, like, didn't feel right. I felt very dull, not glowy, and I got my hair done, and things seemed to be moving in the right direction. So that was definitely probably a high of the week.
My high of the week was, we had a really long day in Boston, but it was packed with seeing some of our friends. We had to pick our dad up at the airport at night, and we had a podcast interview that we did, like, bright and early in the morning. But we got to see a lot of people, and we saw one of the listeners of the podcast, like, running in Boston.
And
Nora. So, Nora, if you're listening, that was my high of the week.
It is cool. Like, I feel like recently we like have met some people, which is like super interesting and cool. And if we do, like, DM us afterwards, please, because like I definitely want to like follow you and talk and stuff, you know. So Nora, like, follow me because she also goes to Northeastern, so we can get coffee at school or something.
This is our invitation.
This is our invitation. This is your formal invitation. And then we also went to a graduation party yesterday where somebody listened to the podcast there as well, and so that was really cool. It's like,
it's fun to, like, meet people.
Yeah, it is. It makes it feel really real for us.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And another thing that kind of makes it feel real is we're number 13 on the health and fitness charts right now. Woo! Which is the highest we've been in a while. We've been charted since, like, a few weeks, like, 3 weeks into the podcast. And obviously that number goes up and down.
All the time. It's up and down and up and down.
All the time. But this is, our highest is 11. So if we want to break that.
Yeah.
Like, well, I love 13 that, right, but now, 13
I think
is
we
great.
Can break 11. Let's get this episode going really strong. Let's let's push this episode. Let's make this one viral, and let's hit single digits on the health and fitness charts.
Can we break 10? Like, we absolutely can, but, like,
I would love to. Could we stay there consistently?
Anyway, that's on you guys. Thank you for listening, though. Like, I feel we say it all the time, but I will never say it enough. We appreciate you guys so much, and you are the reason that this is a thing and that we get to be excited about all of the accomplishments that the podcast has reached. And yeah, that's, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What was your high? Did you even say it? Oh yeah, that was your
this
high.
This was my high.
What was,
like,
your low?
Four highs. My low? We have the same low. We were just talking about this. So there was one night. It, like, kind of is a high because it was hilarious.
It's a good night until after.
We were with one of our friends,
And we were going to go to dinner, but the restaurant that we wanted to go to was closing. And we were like, you know what? I don't really feel like putting on clothes and, like, getting dressed. Why not? Let's just go to the grocery store. So we did. And we got the most random set of items for dinner, like sweet potato fries. So
we walk into Whole Foods.
We did, like, a salad bar vibe where we got, like, and Catherine and I put a box together with, like, steak and chicken and beets and, like, a few potatoes and a couple of vegan meatballs. Right? Like, it was a random box. We got a box of sushi.
Then we also got sweet potato fries, and we air fried them.
Like a pizza.
We didn't cook the pizza.
Cause we're like, what are we doing?
We got a frozen bonza pizza, but we didn't cook it. Because I wanted to try it.
Got some cookies at Whole Foods.
We did.
Like, I don't know. It was just like the weirdest combination of things, and it was exactly what we wanted in the moment. But then I woke up the next day and I was like, I literally feel like a beached whale. I don't know what was,
I don't know what it is. We both felt like bloated and gross since then. And it's been a few days now. Anyways, I don't know what it was that we ate, cause there's a lot of things we could pin it on. But for me, I'm thinking maybe the sweet potato fries, cause I had a lot of those, but.
Oh, also I burnt them straight up. Like they were, so sweet potato fries, they're orange, right?
But they were like sweet potato waffle fries. They were really good.
There was not one bit of orange. Like, I burnt them so badly. They were the darkest shade of black that you've ever seen. Just straight burnt carcinogen.
No, there were some safe ones. I ate the safest ones.
Okay, well, maybe that's why you're not feeling too hot right now.
So, yeah, that's kind of a low. I've just felt, like, not in, like, the worst way possible, honestly. Like, I've still been, like, managing life. But I've just felt, like, a little, like, gross, and my stomach is just not really happy with me. But,
yeah. Sometimes you go through phases and you're just not feeling it. But so that's been the last couple days for both of us. But it's fine because it's like summer and it's always, I feel like you just always look and feel better in the summer, even if you feel bad. What about a goal?
My goal is more like going to the beach, like to actually sit on the beach this week. I think it's supposed to be a really sunny week and I didn't really go last week at all. Today, we're actually going to go after we finish recording this. We're going to go sit on the beach for a couple hours with our parents, maybe have a friend or two come over, which will be really fun. But throughout the week, I just want to make more time for, like, an hour sitting at the beach, tan, listen to music, read a book, and just have, like, a disconnecting moment at the beach most days, if I can.
Sometimes I like going to the beach because there's no service out there.
You're, like, forced to disconnect.
You're forced to disconnect because we're... I feel like anywhere you live, if you're, like, kind of by the beach, or you know what I mean, there's never any service at the beach. So in our house, like, I don't have service, but we have Wi-Fi in our house, so it doesn't really change anything. But the second you leave the house, no service. You're, like, off the grid.
Or it's hit or miss.
Sometimes I can go for a walk
and I can listen to anything. Sometimes I'm like, shit, I should have downloaded something before because the service isn't
working. Sometimes it's so irritating because if you want to go for a walk and listen to something and you can't,
or if I want to do work on the beach or something, but yeah, it does force you to like get off of electronics and read or just listen to like downloaded music or just, you know, look at the waves and swim a little, tan,
meditate with the waves. My goal is to drink more water because I've been so dehydrated.
That too.
Not even that. I don't really
also
feel
might be contributing to us.
So true.
Yeah.
I don't feel dehydrated, but I just know in my heart that I've not been drinking enough water. So it's my goal for this week.
I feel like I've been waking up and like immediately pounding a cup of coffee, whereas like I should have water first. So same.
Okay, so this question has honestly come up a few times in the past like week with me, just naturally through, I saw it in a book, it like came up in a podcast kind of vaguely, and it keeps bringing up this question of, would you act differently if the only person you needed to impress was yourself? Or what would change if the only person you were trying to impress was yourself? And I don't know, those in both of my book and like the podcast that I was listening to, I kept like bringing it back to this question because that's something that I've been thinking about recently in my life as well. And I feel like it's just a good thing to talk about because I think it runs deeper than we actually realize. And I think everyone would act differently. And obviously some people are like deep into the doing things to impress someone else rather than yourself. But there are so many little things that we do every day that maybe aren't directly intended to impress you and rather to impress someone else when we'll get into it, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Or you should be trying to impress yourself first.
Or like trying to impress
somebody else kind of at the expense of yourself, you know? I think that's where it's kind of like...
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because there's nothing wrong with trying to impress people.
Not at all.
At all. But when it takes away from maybe what you want to do or takes away from your self-worth or how you are valuing yourself or thinking about yourself, when you find yourself doing things at the expense of yourself in order to impress other people, that's when you may want to, like, take a step back, check yourself, and revert back to just trying to impress yourself.
Yeah, she said it a few times to me this week, and it's got me thinking, too. And it's also had me thinking about, like, why is it so important for us, for, like, other people to like us or to impress other people, you know? I feel like just as a human species or whatever, like, we are called, like, we just put so much value in what other people think of us or how we're perceived rather than how we actually are. And I was journaling the other night, and I wrote something similar to this, and I'm probably not going to be able to remember exactly what I wrote, but I was like, what if I just started doing absolutely everything just based on what I want to do or what I think of myself instead of how it's going to make me perceived by others? The activities that you choose to do, the places you choose to show up, the way you choose to present yourself so often is chosen based on how other people will perceive you doing that and not necessarily by, this is just exactly what I want to do with and for myself.
And that's when it may become an issue. Because, of course, like, you, if you're in a setting, if you, like, go to a function and you're talking to people, introducing yourself or seeing someone you haven't seen in a while, you want to be impressive. You want to present the best version of yourself. You want them to know everything you've accomplished since the last time you saw them. You want them to admire and appreciate you and see you for all that you're worth, as you should. But if you are presenting yourself in a way or becoming someone that sole purpose is to come off as impressive to someone else and not because it's what you want to do, or not because it is impressive to you first and foremost, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Because, of course, in the moment, if people are impressed with you within that conversation or within that, you know, one little period of time, people are going to be impressed with you. People are going to admire you. People are going to appreciate you for that. And that's going to feel good. And that's going to be good in that moment. But it doesn't last very long. Mm-hmm. It lasts for that moment. Maybe for you, it lasts a little bit after because you remember it and it was valuable to you. But a day or a week or a month goes by and that conversation is no longer of importance. They don't think of you in that way anymore. And that admiration isn't as, like, prominent.
Yeah.
The most important person in everyone else's life is themselves. So why would you act like they are more important and their opinion is more important in your life than yours is to you? Because no one else thinks that way. So you should be thinking just like everyone else, and you should be putting yourself first and foremost and your opinion first.
Mm-hmm. Be selfish in that way. Be selfish. Not in the sense that you're throwing other people under the bus or you're doing things that hurt other people, but be selfish in the way that you value your own opinion more than anyone else's and that you put yourself first by doing the things that you want to do and just believing in yourself rather than needing that belief from other people.
Right. Be respectfully selfish.
Exactly.
Tastefully selfish, if you will.
Tastefully selfish.
If you're doing something, like, I think one of the most common ones, one of the most basic ones, is if you're going into a career to please your parents or to impress your parents, and maybe, like, if you want to be a doctor, and you come from a line of doctors, and your parents really want you to be a doctor, and you straight up do not want to be a doctor, it may make them upset if you're not a doctor, absolutely. It may be difficult, but why would you go through school, why would you enter a career that you don't want to be in just to please someone else?
Mm-hmm. It's because not their life, it's not their experience. Their life. They're not the one going to school. They're not the one doing the career. They're just the ones that get to, like, feel maybe a sense of pride of being connected with you or being able to talk about it, which then just feeds into them wanting to be perceived in that way from other people because they're the one with the kid that has this career. You know what I mean? Even for them, it funnels back to how they're being perceived by other people instead of necessarily just wanting you to be happiest and you to follow your own path. That is, like, a good
Yeah, it just keeps going. Like, I feel like that's one of the most easily understandable and most common is the, like, parent-child dynamic. And even if you're, it's not, even if you're, like, younger, playing a sport or playing an instrument that your parents want you to or that your parents deem as more valuable when you're not interested in it. And actually, you would get more value out of playing guitar instead of cello or doing musical theater instead of football. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because if something appeals to you and you're genuinely interested in it and passionate about it and want to experience it and learn from it, like if you want to play football and your parents want you to play soccer, you're not going to gain much out of playing soccer if you spend every day hating it. Mm-hmm. But you will gain a lot out of football because you are genuinely interested in it. You'll go further in that sport or that field or whatever it is that applies to your situation. You're going to go further and learn more and be more impressive if you do the things that are impressive to you first. But there's so many different, like, little sectors of this. So there's obviously the parent-child or, like, role model figure kind of dynamic with this to you changing how you are or what you do or what you're interested in order to make them happy or proud or stroke their ego a little bit more. So I feel like that's one of the most common. There's also socially, who you choose to mm-hmm. hang out with, who you post on your social media, who you are getting FOMO around.
Yeah.
I feel like FOMO is a whole different beast that we can talk about. But socially, sometimes everyone is guilty of choosing plans with people or wanting to be in a friend group or wanting to be around people that are deemed better or cooler or whatever it is, even though maybe that's not who you actually want to hang out with. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's not the people that perfectly align with you, but that's still your goal or still what you think you should be interested in and what you end up doing because it looks better.
Mm-hmm. I would think about, like, with your friendships and things, when you're with these people, are you actually showing up, like, as who you are, or are you trying to impress them in that situation so that you get their validation and you're able to stay friends with that person or in that group and associated with them, then for the other benefit of how the outside world perceives you by being placed in this specific group or associated with these specific people. Like, do your friendships come down to, this is a person who, like, I really am myself with and so enjoy spending my time with and they make me feel great? Or is this a person who I want to hang out with because of the way that they're perceived by other people or because I want them to perceive me as cool, right? And it's not even, like, an intentional thing a lot of the times. And a lot of friendships may be a mix of both. You may genuinely enjoy a person or a group of people, but at the same time, it's kind of boosting your ego that you are associated with this group of people, right? So it's not, like, really a positive or a negative, but it is a question to think about. Like, you don't ever want to be changing yourself so much just for the approval of other people, because it goes back to the question of, what would you do if you only had to impress yourself? Would you still want to be around those same people? Would you still want to be showing up the same way that you are? Would you still want to be doing all the same things that you're doing?
Mm-hmm. Supplements, when included in your exercise and nutrition, are absolute game changers. When they're included in those baseline healthy habits that you have, they make such a huge difference in your lifestyle.
We want to tell you about our favorite supplements from Beam and share our code GOALS for you to get 10% off. Starting with protein, because I think that literally everyone should have a good protein powder, no matter who you are, no matter what your goals are. When you have a protein powder, you can make smoothies or oats or pancakes or baked goods. All of these meals that don't naturally have protein, you can add protein to them to make them more well-rounded, substantial meals and support your health goals. You can also use protein powder as a shake post-workout for the best recovery and results.
You guys know what protein promotes fat loss and it helps with lean muscle growth, and Beam does such a good job with their protein powders. This blueberry muffin has been my favorite. I've made blueberry pancakes with them that have been divine, and I also just made some brownies with the chocolate brownie batter, and it's just so good.
The peanut butter smoothie is also really good as a shake itself.
And again, you can use code GOALS for 10% off at youcanbeam.com.
Beam's super greens are also in our daily lineups. No matter how healthy we eat, it's just not possible to get everything in every day, so we're always gonna have some nutrient gaps, and the super greens, they help fill all of those gaps.
17 fruits and 8 veggies. Just saying.
They'll support your immune system, increase energy, and are amazing for your digestive system.
And also, the flavor of these greens are next level. Like, they are known for this flavor, the pink lemonade. It is so good. It's
refreshing and not overly sweet. Like, I love drinking this every single day. And it just makes you feel so good.
Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a supplement to make you feel overall your absolute best, these greens are it. And then the last one in my rotation is pre-workout, everyone's favorite because it's like liquid motivation.
Natural energy and focus, a good muscle pump, literally everything that you're looking for. And once again, these flavors taste great. My favorite right now has been the watermelon candy.
So when it comes to supplements, it's quality over quantity. So pick a couple that fit what you're looking for. This is our stack. These are our daily staples that we know you will love too. And you can use code GOALS for 10% off at Beam. That's youcanbeam.com, which is youcanbeam.com, and use code GOALS for 10% off.
It's also, everything is linked in the show notes below. So if you want to just click on that website, you can go check it out. Or if you have any questions, we are more than happy to answer them.
Cheers with protein, greens, and pre-workout.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio and like matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals, and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
I think a good check for asking yourself, are you in friendships or relationships that are, you know, serving your ego rather than your actual person, is, does it come naturally, or do you feel more like you're performing? Because the easiest way to tell would be if you are in a group of people and you're constantly coming back to, oh my God, did I say this right? Did I like put my phone down in the right way? All the random little things that, number one, don't matter, and that, number two, shouldn't matter or shouldn't be wrong if you're with the right people.
Or you're trying to plan ahead and always think like, oh, like, when can I butt in to like get something valuable in here?
Right.
Or like, what can I say that would make them laugh? What can I, instead of it just feeling more natural and like you're just being yourself and you're happy with that, you know?
Right. If you're constantly feeling the need to like perform and check with yourself to see if you are proving yourself over and over again within that friendship or relationship, that's when maybe you're in that friendship or relationship to feed an ego rather than serve actual needs in your life.
If you love listening to Girls with Goals and other podcasts like ours, and you've ever thought about making your own, then let's talk about Anchor.
First off, it's free, which is amazing because there are so many cool things you can do with Anchor to make your podcast a reality. You can record and edit right on Anchor using your phone or your computer, and then Anchor will distribute your episodes to Spotify, Apple, anywhere you want your podcast, Anchor does it for you.
Anchor works with Spotify, so you can add any song straight from Spotify into your podcast. You can even make money off of your podcast through Anchor. It's really just everything you'd need or want in one place.
So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
But also FOMO, we can talk about FOMO real quick. If you're like missing out on something, or if you know your friends are going out, or they're going on a trip, or whatever it is totally normal. Like, absolutely, FOMO, like everyone feels it. There are different reasons of feeling it though. Because sometimes you can be, oh my god, my best friends are going out, I'm super tired, I know I want to stay in, I'm going to stay in, or whatever the situation is, and you're sad to miss out on jokes or memories or like having fun with your friends. Completely valid, completely acceptable. If it's, oh my god, I'm going to miss out on like being in this picture, or I'm going to miss out on people knowing I was with them, or I'm going to miss out on people knowing I was out that night. What is that about? There's no valid reason to feel that way, because that is feeding straight into you would rather go out in order to impress someone else or seem valuable and appeal to something and someone instead of doing something else or staying in, which would serve your own needs. So you are actively giving up your own needs and your own values in order to appeal to someone that you don't really care about, and they don't really care about you. It's all just ego stuff.
And is it also FOMO because they didn't invite you out with them? Because that is a whole other level to it, and that absolutely sucks. But then in that case, that is why it's so important to build your self-worth and be impressed with yourself and only need to impress yourself, because then when inevitably people do leave you out, or when inevitably you're kind of like the last one chosen for something, or you feel like a little bit of an outsider on the circle, like that can really, really hurt because you feel like you're not kind of meeting these people's expectations or they don't want you around. So it's like, what if you could shift your perspective and say, the only person that I need to impress is myself. The only person that I need to want me around all the time and be kind to me all the time is myself. And then, of course, we all want great friendships and relationships in our life. Of course, that all adds to it. But, like, inevitably, people are always going to kind of leave you out sometimes, or, like, not make you feel like you totally level up, and maybe not in like a very intentional way, but that's just how people work. So that also is why it's so important to like build that up within yourself as well.
Yeah, the more solid you are within yourself, the further you're going to get from this need to impress other people over impressing yourself, and the further you're going to get from feeling the extreme emotions that come with like FOMO or convincing yourself you've disappointed or haven't, you know, completely impressed someone. Because I know if you like go out or you're at something and you meet someone and maybe you're like, oh my god, that was not my best performance of meeting them, you walk away from that and you're like, they must think I'm not as good as I really am, or they might value me different, or all these things, because you are convincing yourself that, oh my god, that wasn't like the best. But they just think they met someone, and they, you know what I mean? Like, they don't, other people don't think that way. Other people aren't out to criticize you or, you know, constantly be reevaluating you. That's only in your head. And the more solid you get with who you are, the less that variation in interactions and, you know, day to day, the less that's going to affect you, and the less that other people are going to, you know, have power and control over you.
Let's talk about social media too. Are you posting what you're posting because it genuinely feels like a reflection of you and your life? Or are you posting what you're posting based on how other people are going to perceive that post and what it's going to make them think about you?
If you take a good picture of yourself and you want to post it so other people see that good picture, absolutely. Go post it. We will go and personally like it and comment and share and save it for you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. If you're posting like pictures of going out because that's what you think people are going to think is cool. If you're posting a picture in the gym every day, not because you want to, like, I post a picture in the gym every day. And I love it. I love to love it. But if you are posting it so that other people see you're in the gym, see you're working out, if that's your motivation behind posting it, or if you post your meals and you only post like the coolest, healthiest, prettiest meals because you want people to know that you're eating that, or if you post like whatever it is for the sole purpose of you want other people to see that you're doing that or eating that or with those people, you know what I mean? That's when it's like, it goes back to, it's just like ego. And what are you trying to do there? And what do you want from that? And like, maybe you should reevaluate.
Yeah.
But for, if you want to post all, if you want to post your meal because it looked pretty and you loved it and you took a pretty picture, post it. If you want to post a selfie because you looked good and you liked the picture, post it. If you want to post a gym selfie every day because you love that time and you are feeling so good and so confident, post it.
Yeah.
The motivations behind doing things are what really matters. You know, it's not the actual action. It's not the posting a picture every day. It's not the going out. It's not the hanging out with this certain group of people. That's not the issue. The issue is, are you doing it to get a reaction out of someone? Are you doing it to get approval out of someone, to get validation from someone or something? That's when maybe don't post the picture.
It's not about what the content is. It's about the intention behind it. And, like, what if... I just feel like social media, especially when you're, like, not in a place where, like, you're creating content for something and it really... it's your personal social media, we post things based on how people are going to see them rather than posting the things that, like, this is the memory that I want to share and I want to keep. This is a picture that I really like how I look, or this is a really cool, like, artistic picture that I'm proud of, right? So, like, what if we could shift the focus on social media to be like, I don't care what people are going to think when they see this. I don't care how many likes this gets. I just enjoy it myself, and I'm impressing myself with it, and that's what matters. Because we take it so far when people then, like, Facetune things because they think other people are going to perceive them differently and be more impressed and think they're hotter and prettier. But that's so detrimental to your own self-worth because it's telling you that, like, showing up as you are isn't enough. Versus what if you could just say, like, I like who I am. I impress myself. This is it. So, like, if you like me, awesome. Then you deserve me. And if you don't, then, like, there's 7 billion people in the world. So why do we weigh the opinion of just a few of those people so heavily and let that have so much power over us? More power than we let our own opinion of ourselves have over us.
Right. So. Because if you end at, like, oh my god, this, because we're talking about social media right now, if you take a picture and you love it and you think you look incredible, just when you're going through the camera roll, you're like, oh my god, favorite, like, I have to do something with this. That should be enough. That should be more than enough because you've impressed yourself, you think you're incredible and amazing, and you are. Because that's your perception of yourself, so it's real. Right? Yeah. But then when you go and be like, I love this picture for myself, but, and it's good enough for myself right now. In my camera roll right now, it's good enough for myself and I absolutely love it. But I don't think it's good enough for, like, the random people that I don't even really know on Instagram. Why is their impression of you, their, like, 2-second impression that they're not even going to remember when they scroll to the next one, why is that more important than what you think about yourself? Why does some random person on the internet's opinion of you denote all the good things that you think about yourself naturally? Like, for what reason? Because the stuff you think about yourself, that's real and that's valuable and that's important. The stuff that Joe1800_72 on Instagram with no profile picture that's going to comment something rude on your picture because it came up on the Explore page, that does not matter one singular bit. Like, shut up, and if you liked the picture, that's all that matters. That's all that needs to matter because you are the only person whose opinion matters in your life.
That also made me think a lot about when it comes to health and fitness as well, because I know you were saying, like, if you're just, like, posting your gym selfies every day because you want people to see you're there. I think the line between fitness being a really positive thing and then fitness being able to cross over into a negative way is if you're doing it because you want to feel good and you want to be your best and you want to feel proud of yourself. And you even want to make physical changes in your body for you because it'll make you more confident. Versus if you are working hard at health and fitness for the sole purpose of other people perceiving you as capable, as skinnier, as more fit, as prettier, right? Like, are you doing it for yourself? Which in that way, it's such an enjoyable, such a positive, such an amazing thing, and you're going to be able to stay really consistent with it as well. Or are you doing it for the sole purpose of other people perceiving you in that way, which is going to make every workout in itself feel a bit more torturous because you're not seeing the results that you want to see right away, that you want other people to see in you.
Or the results you're trying to see are unrealistic.
Yeah. Or you're just not enjoying that in the moment because it's not about, I want to treat my body right and feel good through this. It's about, I just want to look different for other people, right?
Once your motivation for things, for doing anything to, like, better yourself or be who you actually genuinely are, once those motivators go from kind of internal self-motivation to external motivators, like other people, that's when you lose all the power and you stop getting real value from it. And then also one thing I really want to talk about is hobbies. Why do we not have hobbies anymore? Like, can people just start having hobbies? Like, random things. Like, if you knit, I don't know why that's the first hobby that came to mind.
There's, like, so many hobby
options. So many hobbies. Like, if you, plant, why are those? No, I can think of better ones. What is it? Like, give me some good hobbies.
Knitting, like you said, like painting, any art in general, gardening, I feel like you were about to say, like any sort of like kind of sporty thing, like skateboarding, doing a surfing, handstand, gymnastics.
You know what? Yoga. I would say gymnastics is my hobby.
But it can be.
No, because every time
all you need to do is impress yourself with your handstand. And yesterday you were so impressed with yourself, I could tell.
Yeah. I walked on my hands for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I was falling over, but I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Every time in the gym, like, I will get bored or need a break from working out, I just do handstands. And they're not good. And I don't try to make them good.
Mm.
But I love it. And it's so much fun. Like, gymnastics is my hobby.
Other hobbies... Any instrument, like spirituality and zodiacs, baking, cooking, content creating.
Like, do things.
Picture taking, photography.
Do things, like, get your hobbies, get them going, because they're things that you enjoy, not because they are things that you're automatically good at, not because they're things that could make you money, not because they're things that may impress someone else or may be perceived as cool as someone else. Have hobbies. I feel like everyone should just have a ton of hobbies that
you don't
bad
have
at.
To be good at. Yeah,
everyone should have hobbies that they're bad at, that they enjoy, and that has nothing to do with anyone else. Can we normalize that? Can we make it a thing? Like, I'm gonna start. What am I gonna do? What hobbies am I gonna take up today? Like,
I know I'm trying to think because I quite honestly. I struggle with this a little bit where I feel like everything that I do has to be, like, something that I really do. Has to be something that I'm good at. Has to be something that I identify with. And I'm starting to think more recently, like, why, though? Like, if I want to, like, I don't know, bike outside or something, like, I don't have to do that every single day of my life, and I don't have to then, like, be a biker. Or I don't even have to be someone who, like, goes on bike rides. I can just be somebody who, like, every once in a while likes to, like, hop on the bike and listen to some music around, biking around, right? Or
I went skateboarding the other day for the first, like, I, like, a globe, it's like a penny board, right?
Had it since middle school.
Had it since middle school. Love that thing. I'll ride it in circles around my neighborhood, around the, like, beach. So fun. I can go straight. I can, like, turn around. I can't do, like, obviously that's not, like, anything you can do flips on. And sometimes I'm like, oh my god, I should absolutely learn how to do, like, a backflip, kickflip 180, 360 on this and, like, get really good at it. And I'm like, shut up. Like, I'm fine with just going straight to the beach and, like, standing on the little wheels, like, let it go.
I'm fine with, like, taking a surfboard into the ocean and maybe standing up once or twice, but, like, just having fun being out there. And swimming in the ocean.
You
and
don't
in the waves.
Have to be good at something. You don't have to want to be good at something.
To do it and to enjoy it and to be impressed with yourself for just doing it. You could want to work towards being more of an expert at something because it's like a challenge for you. And it,
oh right, absolutely,
right, and it like helps you learn. We're not saying like do a hobby but only be bad at it, stop it being bad,
stop don't being
do
that,
but like get good at it because you enjoy doing it and because you're impressed with yourself every time you do that thing a little bit better, not because you want somebody to see you as like a surfer or as a soccer player or as a this, like not because you want people to see you as the best at something, but because you want to see yourself enjoying and being committed to something and getting better at something that you just care about doing.
You don't have to get better at things because you feel like if you're not an expert, you can't do it. Mm-hmm. Get better at things if and because you want to. And if you don't want to, be okay with being bad and still go out and do it just as much as you want to. That's okay and that's enjoyable. And sometimes when you feel the urge to like continuously keep doing things and get better and like become the best at something, it takes all the fun out of it. And it takes... Like, you don't have to be the best at everything you do.
No.
You can still do things.
I hear people so often be like, they'll, like, run sometimes and stuff, but they'll be like, oh, but I'm not a runner. And I'm like...
Did you just run? If you just ran, you're a runner.
Like, what defines that, right? Like, you're only comparing yourself to the top, or you're saying, I'm not a runner because you want to, like, diffuse that right away instead of having people perceive you as, like, oh, she's a runner, but then maybe you can't live up to, like, that maybe expectation that they would have of you, right? But, like, you don't need to be a marathon runner. You don't even need to be able to run 2 miles straight without stopping. If you go out and you run on occasion, like, you're a runner. If you do some sprints, if you do some intervals, if you do whatever, like...
If you ran, you're a runner.
Just by doing it sometimes. You can be... an artist without being a Picasso or a professional artist for that matter. You can be an artist who just likes to draw or who likes to, I don't know, like paint on shoes or make t-shirts, you know, like you can do whatever you want just because you enjoy it and it makes you happy without it having to be deemed as the best ever or impressive or all of that from other people. But well, I feel like hobbies, they get like tiered. This is what kind of bothers me, is that maybe you stop yourself from doing something because it's also not perceived as like a cooler hobby to do, right? Like sports, I feel like always have a ranking of like what are the cooler sports to then the less cool sports, or like what are cool hobbies to less cool hobbies. But the truth is that anything you do with confidence becomes cool. It's not about
stand by that. I will take that to my grave. Anything you do and you tell other people, that's the whole thing. If you're impressing yourself and you're solid with, oh my god, my skateboarding performance, that's impressive to me. Mm-hmm. I've impressed myself. And so if you bring that energy to other people, and if you exist or talk about your hobby so solid in yourself, other people are going to view you that same way. Like, people don't know anything about you or what to think about you until you tell them. So if you tell them that you, or your hobbies, or your interests, or your career, or whatever it is, if you tell them...
It's cool.
It's cool.
Impressive.
It's impressive. It's solid. It's fun. That's what they're gonna know.
So if you do anything that you want to do, and you do it with confidence, that's when it's cool. The thing in itself isn't. It's you showing up and doing whatever you want to do and having confidence in it, that then people... see you as being confident, at being okay with not being the best at what you're doing, or being okay with like just being yourself and doing what you want. That is when people see you as cool.
Absolutely. I always say this,
and that's when you see yourself as cool too.
I always say this with like music or fashion or whatever it is. If you like think of the people who in your life are deemed the fashion people, or like people who like are into fashion or are good at fashion, it's only because they've told you that they're good at fashion, or they've acted like they're good at fashion. The people who come across as having good music taste, it's only because they've energetically, subconsciously, whatever it is, like let you know that they have good music taste, that they think they have good music taste. The number of people that are like deemed as I always think about this one person that was deemed as the like best music taste, always had the best music taste because they were always like talking about it, or would always be like, oh, I'm on aux, and their music taste was not better than anyone else's. It wasn't special, right? But everyone thought it was, and everyone acted that way because that's how they were acting. Mm-hmm. And so you just follow everyone else's lead. So following other people's lead on their impression of you, like letting them dictate who you are how cool you are, how successful you are, what you think about yourself. That just gives them all the power. When you could take the lead, you could tell them how cool, how successful, how whatever you are.
In a humble way.
Right. Like, you don't come out and say and be like, I'm successful. But if you are solid and confident enough in yourself to exude that energy, then that's what they're going to pick up on. And they're going to know, oh, they are successful. And they're going to follow your lead on who you are rather than letting them dictate who you are.
I like that a lot. You take the lead on who you are. You tell other people who you are and you let them follow. And no one has the right to dictate who you are. No one even knows who you are, right?
No one knows who you are until you tell them.
No one knows who you are. You know yourself. So figure out who you are, what you like about yourself. Decide that you're impressed with yourself and then show up with confidence and you dictate how other people view you. You don't let them dictate how you view yourself.
No, you let them know.
You let them know.
You let them know.
When you have big goals in a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, and their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Something we were talking about, we were on a walk yesterday talking about this episode, and a huge thing was impressions and people's impressions of you. And I feel like that's kind of what we were just talking about. And we went over this a little bit in the he's a 10 but episode, I think, our last episode. The question was like, he's a 6, but he's not into you. He's a 10. Because for some reason, the people that we think view us in the wrong way or have a bad impression or don't like us, we care so much.
We want to win them over.
About correcting them. That someone who has a bad impression of us, it is so much more valuable for us to fix that impression than to feed into someone who has a good impression of us or who values us and enjoys us. You know what I mean? We would throw that person to the side so we can go take this bad impression and turn it into a good one.
Yeah.
Like, we care so much about the people who perceive us in a wrong way or in a way that maybe we don't want to be perceived. It's insane. And impressions are the same thing. Catering to someone who has maybe a poor impression of you or who doesn't have an impression of you and you want to shape that impression, that's feeding into how they perceive you rather than how you actually are and letting them perceive who you really are. You know what I mean? That, once again, giving the power to them rather than letting them know what the power is. Yeah. You know what I mean?
My thoughts that came with this are, is it really the fact that somebody doesn't like you that hurts you so much? Or is it what that makes you feel about yourself? Because think about this. Somebody who doesn't like you, they could not like you and you don't know about it. And therefore, you're chilling, you feel fine. But the second you know about that, the second you hear this person doesn't like you, this person said this about you, that makes you feel like shit because that changes what you then think of yourself. Because that person could go on peacefully not liking you and you wouldn't know. But when you know that and you let that thought come into your head and you let it change what you think of yourself and you let it have power, that then it hurts and then you care. So it's like a strange kind of thought that I'm having, or like a strange kind of thing to wrap your head around, but like it really isn't the fact that that person doesn't like you. It is the fact that
you're trying to impress them.
Bother you, you know?
It's the fact that their impression of you means more to you than your impression of yourself.
Yeah.
And that's fucked up.
How many people do you just like not really like, but like you also don't really care, right? Like you might not like a person, but it's like that shouldn't affect them, right? I can think of so many people who I'm like, eh, like not that fond of them,
but like, I still want them to like themselves, right?
I still want them to like themselves, so I want them to be like happy with themselves. So people just maybe not vibing with you, or people not liking something you did, or something, some piece about you, like that really doesn't matter.
Why do you take it so personally?
Because why do we take it so
personally?
I do too. Like, I so struggle with that.
Why are people's impressions of you so detrimental and so impactful for the way you value yourself? Because it shouldn't be that way.
It's because we let that have power over then how we see ourselves. It all comes back to how you see yourself.
Something I think about a lot is I can name 10 individual, like, groups or people that think of me completely differently from the other one. Like, there are so many different perceptions or versions of me out in people's heads.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get, like, anxious about that, or sometimes I overthink about that. But I don't really care. Because their perception of me doesn't actually change who I am and how I think about myself. Because you see different parts of people. There are people that I know I perceive in one way that my friend maybe perceives in a different way. Neither of those are, like, wrong or bad. It's just like, oh, maybe you see different sides of that person, or different, you know, parts of their personality, or you see them in different environments.
And that's met them in a different setting, when they were in a different mood, when they were doing something different.
Absolutely. And that, but it doesn't change who you are fundamentally, who you are to yourself, who you are every second of every day. You know what I mean? Your perception should be different to different people. Because it would be boring if every single person saw you in the same way. Like, have some spice. Have some variation. Have some spice in your life. But that doesn't change, and it shouldn't change, how you value yourself.
So what would you do differently if the only person you had to impress was yourself?
I think there would be a lot of people that would just leave my mind, that I would stop thinking about, stop caring about.
I think that
If I were to, you know, not have the need to care about what they thought about me. Mm-hmm. Because it's one of those situations where, like, I can name 5 people right now, that I don't actually care what they think about me. I just care that they have a potential to think poorly of me, or think differently about me than who I really am. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I don't care.
But
for some reason, I'm caring because I care more about how they view me than who I actually am. But if there was some, like, asteroid hit the Earth and all of a sudden the only person we were capable of caring about was ourselves, then my mind would be wiped of, like, all these people. Mm-hmm. Because I don't actually care. Or they aren't as big of characters in my life as I'm making them out to be, but because I feel the need to, like, make them like me or make them care about what I'm up to, they become huge characters in my life. And that's the whole, goes back to, like, the, oh, he's a 6, but, like, he doesn't care about you. Or he's a 6, but he's not into you, he's a 10, because you care more about the lack of someone or something than you do about when you actually have it. Mm-hmm. Crazy stuff.
I think that if the only person that I had to impress was myself, I would think of myself as much more successful.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Much stronger, as much more capable of, as much more impressive than I do right now, when I'm taking into consideration everyone else's perspective of me.
Absolutely.
I would let myself actually feel successful for the things that I do and have done if it's just up to me. But the fact that other people are out there perceiving me, and that I want to be perceived as better, as more successful, and that there are so many other people that I'm being compared to out there, it stops me from letting myself just be happy with who I am and what I've done. And it also makes it harder for me to just trust the universe and trust the timing of life, because I'm always trying to get to that next step. I'm always trying to be a step ahead or above, and I'm always trying to, like, push things forward myself. And so I think that if the only person that I had to impress was myself, I would have a lot more trust in just, like, the universe and the flow of life instead of trying to be more forceful. And I would also, you know, feel more proud and better of the things I've done instead of always trying to jump to the next.
I think if the only person I had to impress was myself, I would be a million times more confident. I would be so much less irritable.
Yeah.
I would have more patience. I would be happier. I would, all of these things.
You do more of what excites you and what makes you happy and feels fun versus what feels like the next step you have to take to, like, get yourself into a position of being seen as more powerful or more successful or cooler.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah. You do more of just what genuinely you are drawn to in that present moment or in your life.
And the cool thing is you can just choose to do that.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, as I've been thinking about this in the past week, like, something will come up or I will think about someone and their impression of me or something, or I'll catch myself doing something that, you know, doesn't align with this whole I'm the only person I need to impress. And then I'll just be like, no, I am the only person I need to impress. And I will stop thinking that way, or I'll stop doing something. Just done. Just stop it. Mm-hmm. Just at any point, check in with yourself. And if you're doing things that are intended to impress someone else at the expense of impressing yourself, stop it.
So that is a question to ask yourself this week. That's something to just keep on your mind. And it's not something that, like, anyone can absolutely do perfectly or just flip that switch, but I definitely think it's something that you should think about more. Like, what would I do differently if I only had to impress myself? Or when you're about to make a choice, think about, is there a choice that I actually want to do more, but I'm trying to go in a different direction because of how it's going to make other people think of me and perceive me? Just be more mindful when you're making those choices about who it's really about, and try to make most of the things you do about you and about how you feel of yourself. Mm-hmm. And as hard as it is, try to not let other people's opinions and perceptions of you have as much power as they do. Because at the end of the day, there are 7 billion people, or I feel like it's 8 now. I think someone corrected me and said it's 8. Like, it just doesn't actually matter what 1 or 2 or 10 or 100 of those people's opinions of you are.
Exactly. And to reiterate, everyone else, the people that you are uprooting your life and who you are to try and impress, they are putting themselves in the number one spot of who they are trying to impress. So why are you putting them in your number one spot when you're not in their number one spot? Mm-hmm. Make yourself number one. Everyone else will fall into place. Everything else will fall into place. And there'll be so much harmony in the world. Like, yeah. World peace.
And if somebody is not impressed with who you are at this moment, then find somebody who is. Because somebody is.
Because someone is. There's so many people that are so impressed with you. So why are you hung up on the people who don't give a fuck? Get over it.
Thank you guys for listening. Think about this throughout this week. Follow us on Instagram at Caroline Kinnean.
At Anne Catherine Kinnean.
At Girls With Goals Pod. Those are the same exact names on TikTok as well. We have a podcast TikTok now.
So true. We did just start that. And I love it. It's awesome. So fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, those will all be linked below if you just want to do a little click over.
We have a Girls With Goals group chat you can join that's also linked in the description. Leave a rating on Spotify or Apple. Follow the show wherever you listen.
And we love you and thank you for listening. And
we'll see you on Monday.
Bye.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.